Bruce Bouchard, director of the Paramount Theater, says a new 10,000-lumen projector, completely redesigned sound system, and all the necessary rooftop satellite dishes will allow the Paramount to stream all sorts of HD programming, including this. Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin kicks off the Metropolitan Opera's Live in HD series this Saturday. The Paramount is one of five theaters in Vermont that will be broadcasting the performance. But Bouchard says opera is just the tip of the iceberg.
This is the wave of the future. The HD content that's coming online is monthly. You could take museum tours. You do TED Talks. We're going to add in the future live from the 92nd Street Y, a speaker series, since we can't afford one on the main stage. New York Times talks. There's just all this content that's coming online. I predict that Broadway theater is 5 minutes behind. They'll be coming online as well.
Having so many choices, he says, will help broaden their audience. He cites next Saturday as a perfect example.
We show Eugene Onegin of Tchaikovsky at 12:55 for 3 hours and 40 minutes. The audience exits the theater, and 90 minutes later...
That ball hit high, deep, way back. He just looks up. You can put it on the ball. Yeah!
The baseball audience enters the theater for the second game of the American League Division Series. How cool is that?
While Bouchard says the theater will charge $20 a ticket to see the Met Opera performances, HD sporting events will be free. He says the theater will hopefully make enough from bar and concession sales to cover expenses. If fans come out for baseball, the theater plans to show football and hockey games and next year's World Cup.
I think the HD technology is a miracle.
Gail Nunziata is director of Lachesis Arts in Brattleboro. Their historic theater also uses HD technology to show opera and performances from the National Theater in London. She says that while the equipment is expensive, she too believes it has huge potential.
It's just a great opportunity for the theaters to bring in new populations to the theater, to have different cross-cultural kinds of things happening in their theater that they wouldn't necessarily have the ability to do.
Officials with the Association of Performing Arts Presenters in Washington, D.C. say the use of HD technology is growing nationwide. Mario Garcia Durham, the association's president, says he doesn't believe it's a threat to live performance. He says if HD technology can allow a theater to offer more programming to a broader array of people at an affordable price, what's not to like? For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.